Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, on the phone, on his way to the airport. Reverend Al, where are you going this morning?
I'm on my way to D.C. where we are meeting National Action Network leaders and I with members on the Hill trying to push for the criminal justice reforms and to see if we can push some of what the president raised yesterday about gun violence. Clearly, his executive action was necessary because Congress wouldn't move. But part of what we're emphasizing in the Criminal Justice Act and dealing with police reform is that when you contrast what's going on in Oregon, where on the fifth day you have armed militia threatening that they will stay there and defend themselves if the federal government comes in. These are people threatening, holding live press conferences on government property without. You contrast that with a videotape of a 12-year-old Tamir Rice shot down within seconds of the police getting out the car, and you know why we've got to keep fighting, because there's clearly a very open and hostile double standard in this country. A 12-year-old kid with a toy gun that they didn't check out, didn't give warning, and here are grown people openly taking government property, openly showing arms, and they're going to wait them out. We need to fight until we win, not fight saying we can't win.
If those people in Oregon were black, what do you think? Would they be holding press conferences?
Oh, no, they would. First of all, if they were black, they'd have went in right away and taken them out, the local authorities in Oregon. And second of all, if they had the audacity to leave them there, if they tried to have a press conference, they would have surrounded them. They would have had undercover people as part of the press and grabbed them. The fact that they can hold press conference without any fear means they know that law enforcement is not going to do anything to them.
Mm. Yeah, you're right, Reverend Al. All right, Reverend Al.
All right, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Happy New Year.